Now, many people would say, because we have the problem, the essence is like, whoa, way out there. Essence is like up there. So when we talk about our own souls, we have the same experience. We say, whoa, listen, Yechidah is such a high level, Yechidah, and essence is even higher, essence is way out there. Okay? How can I relate to essence? Or people say to me, I don't understand what it means to reveal your essence. And the answer is, it's not about understanding. Okay? The child does not understand. The fact that a child expresses his true essence and relates to God's true essence does not come from understanding, it comes from knowledge. There's a difference between knowledge and understanding. The term that Al-Darebi uses to prove that the essence of God, that symptom, the contraction of godly light, was only in the infinite light and not in God himself. That the Abish himself did not contract himself or hide himself away in any manner, shape, or form. The only thing that's hidden away is his infinite revelation. Al-Darebi says, he uses the expression, Hamor Hubez Galus. It is the light that has been contracted and concealed. The source of the light, God himself, is fully revealed, benimtza lamata kimay lamayla, and is to be found down below just as much as up above. Okay? And the proof of this that the Alter Rebbe brings is shafilu tinek nisyeidim sheyesham eloi kamotz. That even little children know that God exists. So if God had concealed it, and he was only expressing himself into the world through the spheres, so you have to go through the process of the spheres, which includes Chachma, Bina, and Das. You have to go through comprehension in order to relate to God and know and appreciate God's existence. The fact that even little children know God without any comprehension, that in itself is an indication that God is it. Comprehension you need to appreciate godly light, godly revelation. To receive light, you need a vessel. And the vessel for godly light, for spirituality, is comprehension. Is Chachma, Bina, Das. But to relate to God himself, all you need is the knowledge of his existence. And that knowledge of his existence is something that even the smallest children have. Why? Because he's here. And he's here on a level that has nothing to do with comprehension and understanding. He's here. So even a child can relate to the fact that he's here. So, now the Rebbe uses the term Yedea. He doesn't use the term Maimon. Why doesn't he say that even a little child believes that God exists? Why does he say that even a little child knows that God exists? And the answer is that belief, you see, belief is something that you use for something which is higher than comprehension. Now, the Rebbe uses the term knowledge specifically. The child knows because that is real. Child knows only what it experiences with its senses. But because God is so real, therefore he knows that God exists. He doesn't believe in God. Faith is what you have in things that are higher than comprehension. You don't need faith in things that are lower than comprehension. Okay? Even if I don't comprehend the existence of this piece of glass, and I don't understand how it exists or why it exists or even what it is or what it's composed of or what it's made of, I have no knowledge, information, understanding of what this piece of glass is, but because I can touch it, so I know it exists. I don't have faith that it exists. I know, because it's in the realm of my experience. So there's knowledge, experiential knowledge, and faith is something which has to do with that which I can't know, a reality of which I have no comprehension of, and I have no experiential knowledge of. So if I can't approach it through comprehension, it's beyond my comprehension, I can only relate to it through faith. But when we talk about knowledge, we talk about experiential knowledge. Experiential knowledge means I saw it. I saw it, I touched it, I tasted it, I felt it. I know it. So knowing, because is all the child has. It's not an issue of faith, it's not an issue of comprehension. It's neither faith nor comprehension. It's knowledge. He's here. Because God is revealed and down here. Now, he's not revealed in any specific state or form that you can say. He's just revealed in the sense that he's here. And everybody ultimately, instinctually, experiences the reality that God is here. Okay? So the Rebbe uses the same word when he talks about relating to your own essence. The Rebbe says, V'yidiyazu, the knowledge. The Rebbe says, this is not something that has to do with comprehension. You can't comprehend your essence because your essence is incomprehensible. So it's not an issue of comprehension. This is not an issue even of faith. I believe that I have an essence. I believe you have one. It doesn't necessarily mean you can relate to it and actually express it in your everyday life. Actually live as a being that is God, that is one with God, that is just another form of God. God as he invested himself in the being of a Jew. So, to live your life that way, the emphasis what you need is knowledge. All you need is to know. All you need is to have the information that you are God. It sounds horrible when you say it. But, you know, you make a statement like, I am God. But that is ultimate reality. And that is the reality, as hard as it is for us to hear it, because we are all tangled up with our, because we have certain levels of comprehension in godliness, because we actually believe in God, that confuses us and distracts us from the true reality that ultimately we are God. That is all the outward expressions of our existence. That is how we function as finite existences. See, but God is not limited to being a finite existence or an infinite existence. In fact, it ever points out that sometimes children will actually imagine in their mind a physical form for God, which is obviously not accurate, because God doesn't have a physical form. But there's, that's not a problem for a child, because the child is related to God himself, but God himself is not spiritual or physical. You can't define God as either one. So the fact you adults have the problem that you relate to God as spiritual. Children, to them, God is so real that they actually, in their mind, have a physical picture. To them, that's only an expression of how real he is to them. But it's not, God forbid, limiting God in any way. So the point is that the essence, right, that fingernail which you're going to, and that part of yourself which grows old, and will, if we don't finish this job soon, rot and decompose and so on. Well, that is actually all, it's all just the essence of everything is the essence. The essence is the essence of all parts of one's being equal. Not, the essence is not a separate existence, and then there's the outward expression. The essence is the essence of all parts of one's being. So, but we don't, the problem is that we don't experience it consciously. The Rebbe is telling us that here, you have to experience consciousness. You have to work with the knowledge, the information, that when you wake up in the morning, what's happening is God is waking up in the physical world. God exists in you. Now, your consciousness is already going to start experiencing yourself as separate from God. That's what we have to avoid. Okay? All these different levels of consciousness on which we experience ourselves as separate from God, including faith. In the highest levels of faith, we still experience ourselves as separate from God, but we believe in Him. Right? You can only believe in something that's separate from you. You can't believe in something that, you know, believe in you, experience being you. Okay? So if what, living with the realization that you are truly one entity with God, okay, means experiencing your life that way. Living with waking up in the morning and knowing and being conscious and aware of the fact that ultimately I am God. Now what am I going to do about it? Being that I am God in a physical world, how am I supposed to express the reality that I am God in my physical day-to-day life? So we're not supposed to be dealing with the struggles of do I love God? How much do I love God? How much do I want to serve God? Do I want to do God's will? Do I not want to do God's will? If you are God, that's your will, that's you. It's not something separate from you, and it's not something separate from Him. The only reason why we have all these struggles is because of our perception of ourselves as separate. If we would work with the perception that That's me. That is my existence. That is what I am. And we would start, obviously it takes work because we're used to thinking a different way. We are adults and we do have all of these backgrounds. And, in the larger sense, we're not only after 20, 30, 40, 50 years, we're after a few thousand years of thinking a certain way. Okay? So, but the point is that I'm saying that we're ready now. What we're ready to do now is reveal that essence. You don't need to see Nefesh, you don't even need to learn the deeper secrets of the Torah to reveal your Yechidah. Obviously, you should be doing that anyway as an expression of the fact that you are God and that should manifest on all levels of your existence. But you're starting from the awareness of, this is what I am. This is what I exist for, is to reveal that. So that goes hand in hand with the awareness that this is what Mashiach is. Mashiach is the ultimate physical manifestation of God in this world, and therefore my mission is to reveal His existence as well. My mission is to reveal on my own personal individual level the fact that I am God, and ultimately on the global level to reveal that Mashiach is the ultimate expression of the reality that God and the Jew are really ultimately one being. And this is the process that we have to go through in order to experience the revelation of Hashem within ourselves, and this is what will ultimately bring the complete revelation of Mashiach, calling the Kungus Galus, take it from the unknown.